Hey, Kirk.
Hey, Greg. How's it going?
Good. How you doing, man?
Wonderful.
Good. You want to talk some fancy football?
Fancy that.
All right. Great. Well, we are still doing our very early off-season assessments of the teams in the multi-year Dynasty League.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of recap, this is a 10-team league. We started 3 years ago with a $200 budget auction draft. After that, you can keep as many players as you want. Their cost does increase each year, though. The only rule is you have to stay with under that $200 budget every year. So today we are going to actually talk about Nick A's team. Very good team name.
Yes.
Nick A.
Very good team name.
Yeah. So as little effort as he put into his team name, he actually took over probably a team that was in the worst shape out of any other team. And he is the first person in our league. We did have a dropout after 2 years. So he is the only person who has not been in the league all 3 years. Last year was his first year, and he took the worst team in the league and actually took him to the playoffs. He got bounced out in the first round, but still a pretty good showing for him.
Right. I agree.
All right, cool. So before we actually get in to start talking about his team, why don't we pose a couple questions that I know all two of our fans are just dying to hear. And the first one, Kirk, I want to get your take on this. I'll let you answer first because I often let my heart speak instead of my head. So is there anyone that you've ever refused to draft or pick up and put on your team in the past or a player that's currently playing? I've got a couple, but just curious to see what you have to say.
Well, each year I think there, you know, when you go through the list on Yahoo that generates, there's ones that I easily will swipe left. I don't know if that's the term or not, but you just get rid of them and you don't want to have anything to do with them. But it just seems that Joe Flacco always rises to the top of the list of who do I not want to draft?
Yeah.
No matter how good he proclaims to be or how good of a year he has or should have, I don't want to have anything to do with him.
Yep. You know, that he is obviously my number one, too. I mean, he's one of, you know, every year I put maybe two or three players on the do not draft list in my Yahoo rankings, and he's always on it.
Yeah.
Even if he's not injured. And, you know, I mean, the only thing with him, though, is like he only had maybe a year or two of fantasy relevance, and now he, you know, everybody sees him for what he is. Is Joe Flacco elite? Question is no longer a question.
Right.
But the other one I have, the new one I have, is now Aaron Rodgers, and that's for two reasons. One is I'm never that much for a quarterback, and secondly, is he is quickly, you know, rising my ranks of the most hated players in the league, because I just think he's very snarky and smarmy. So I did draft him in a league last year just to try something different, and he did hurt. So I will never do that again.
Yeah, you learned your lesson. He's just awful in interviews, too.
Yep, exactly. You know, the other thing, too, is I think it's interesting is, like, if you're burned by a player 1 year, like, you're obviously – like, I've been very jaded the next season. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that was the case with Todd Gurley and DeAndre Hopkins were – and, I mean, shoot, even Keenan Allen last year, who, you know, 2 years ago had a great team with all those guys on it. They laid an egg or got hurt, and I traded them all away the next year, and they could have won me the league. So,
yeah,
it's just funny how that stuff works out.
I remember talking to you about Keenan Allen, how I thought it was your year. This year was the year to just get rid of him. And you listened, and I thank you for that, because I got him and I love
him. Well, he didn't help you. He didn't help you too much. So,
well, let's put it this way. He got me so close to the playoffs that without him, I wouldn't have gotten that close.
There you go. All right. Hey, second question. And this is from a texting question from T.O. Jupiter in Killeen, Texas. He asked, who is your most likely fantasy bounce back player this season? So who had a subpar 2017 that you think will be right up there or back where they're supposed to be in 2018?
Well, this one is, it's not so much his fault, but I have T.Y. Hilton. I think he's going to be the biggest difference from last year to this year, just because of having Andrew Luck, having a 4,000 yard passer, and someone that threatens defenses left and right. I mean, no offense to Brissett last year. He just couldn't, I don't know, execute the offense as well as Andrew Luck did. So T.Y. Hilton will benefit from that, absolutely, and he'll probably be a, 1,100-yard receiver, 80, 90 catches, and hopefully close to 10,000 or 10 touchdowns. So that's
10,000
touchdowns. 10,000 touchdowns is
some kind of record.
Well, it's going to be an improvement, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay. I can dig it. Mine, you are not going to like mine. Mine is Amari Cooper, and I just think, a lot of the stats on him, with 50-50 balls thrown his way or, tough catches, he's just been awful. I don't think he is as good as, people thought coming out of college.
Like Jordy Nelson? Said that, he's not as good as Jordy Nelson is.
Well, that's the other thing I want to talk about. He doesn't have Michael Crabtree on his team anymore, so there's no one really threatening him to be a number one. I know you're high on Jordy Nelson. You ranked him 9 in our wide receiver rankings. I'd have him closer to probably 39 than 9. And I think you'd see most experts would agree with me on that. But I think Gruden's going to force the ball to him. I think this is a do or die year for him. So they're going to try and force him the ball and see what they have with him. And
is John Gruden very happy with him
as, yeah, I think you could kind of steal him as a wide receiver number 3 on your team, and he has wide receiver number 1.
Wait a second. Is John Gruden playing quarterback this year as well as coach?
Well, no, but he does have some influence on the offensive plays and how those are executed.
Is he going to just say, throw the ball to Amari? This is Amari all day.
Amari Plexico all day.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so let's get into Nick Acing. Actually, sorry. Before we do that, let's hear from our sponsor.
Okay.
This is a new one for us. And it's actually a Texas company, which is why I'm proud to talk about it. And that's Blue Ribbon Glue, America's number one adhesive, used for broken coffee mugs, loose floor tiles, and your child's favorite bedazzled jeans. Made from all natural ingredients, only the best. In fact, Blue Ribbon Glue currently has 3 horses from this past weekend's Kentucky Derby in their inventory, ready to be melted down for your pleasure to help you with your child's school project. Blue Ribbon Glue. Don't miss out.
Better than Flex Seal.
Yep. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to talk Nick A's team?
Yes, I am.
All right. So we're going to do these teams a little bit different. We're going to, than we did the first 5. We want to break this down just so it's easier for our 2 listeners to follow along. We're going to go down by position. So,
we've got to talk slower for them as well.
Yeah. So, the first position I want to talk about is quarterback. Nick A has 3 on his team. He's got Matthew Stafford, Trevor Siemian, and Aaron Rodgers, the guys that I'd never have on my team. So I think the first one we'll talk about is Siemian. He'd be $5. He's an obvious drop because, he may not even be on an NFL team.
Right.
So next, Aaron Rodgers, $45 to keep. I think that's too expensive. Nick kept him for $43 last year, so – I don't know how many auction drafts he's done, but that was, I thought, a bold move. Obviously didn't pan out for him, but I can't see him doing that again, especially with as many holes as he has, and which would lead me to believe he's going to keep Matthew Stafford for 8.
Yeah, and in reality, he doesn't have to keep any of them. He really, if he dropped all of them, I wouldn't you know, I would say that's fine as well. But if there's going to be a quarterback you want to have going into the season, yeah, Stafford for eight. I mean, how big of a difference is there going to be between eight? And if you give them both a good full season with normal play, Stafford's not far off from Aaron Rodgers. He may be, you know, 7-8 touchdowns less. But, you know, if they're both playing good, there's not a whole lot of difference. And you don't need to invest 40-some bucks in a quarterback when you can only get it for eight. So that's
– yeah.
And I think it's important for our two listeners to know, quarterback doesn't always mean that the person playing that position is a quarter of a way back. It really fluctuates. So I hope they understand that that's not a pinpoint distance from the center to the full line where the fullback would be, which is actually the guy in front of the halfback, which is, it's very confusing. Hopefully these guys will pick this up, this terminology going forward.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay, good. Well, hey, last year, Matthew Stafford ranked 10th points per game. Aaron Rodgers, 7th points per game. So Matthew Stafford has been a number one the last 2 years. I would probably keep him and yes, just roll with that.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. So running backs, we have Tevin Coleman, Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, Doug Martin, Marlon Mack, Deion Lewis, and Danny Woodhead. So starting with Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman would be $13 to keep. I think that's too much for somebody like him, especially because I believe the team is going to keep a few running backs. So why keep a backup for $13 when you're already strong at that position?
Correct.
All right. Christian McCaffrey, he can be $9 or $32 this next year, depending on who, where he applies the rookie discount. We talked about it last show. I think his value took a hit with the signing of C.J. Anderson. Not a huge hit. I think he still has a very unique role.
Yeah.
He's going to be, you know, this is a full point PPR league, so he's going to be probably the running back with the most receptions and targets. So, you know, you're kind of getting a, you know, maybe a number three running back plus a number two receiver mixed into one player there. So, $32, I still keep him because of the, you know, potential upside there.
Yeah, and the more I think about it, I think the what's going to happen is there's probably going to be a week-to-week difference based on how well C.J. Anderson did, because maybe I'm wrong with how I remember him. He was very streaky. He would have some really solid games and then kind of disappear, and I feel like that's just his makeup is – he's when he gets in a rhythm, they're going to feed him the ball and then he'll just hit dead spots. So I think on the overall scheme of things at the end of the season, you'll say McCaffrey did about the same, but it may not look that way in the season. So you could get burnt a couple games because he just isn't targeted as much any more than just in passes, or, you know, he's not getting the ball handed off to him at all because CJ dominates the carries and dominates the touches.
Yeah. Okay, and next player is the easiest one of them all, and that's Alvin Kamara. $7 or $12 to keep. I believe he's going to apply the rookie discount to him, keep him for $7. When we talked about, again, last show, Mark Ingram out for the first four games of the year. It does not look like the Saints are going to sign a veteran running back to take Ingram's place.
Right.
Ingram's in a contract year, so I think that this may be the year they phase him out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, look for a trade. I mean, I don't know if they're allowed to trade him during the first 4 weeks, but I would think they're going to be active in that market to try to get a player that will help them now and into the future, and then just get rid of him.
Yeah. All right, next is Doug Martin for $18. He signs with Oakland in the offseason. The word is that he'll be backing up Marshawn Lynch to start. I can see those two probably having an even split. $18 is just too much.
Yeah, especially if he's sharing carries. We know that. That's a very bad sign.
Oh, yeah. Sharing carries is very bad. Just ask the old guys.
Yeah, they are not allowed to share carries and be productive. Mm.
All right, next, this is an interesting one. Marlon Mack, he was a rookie last year, so he was $3 or he could be $8 this year, either one. Got to believe, though, again, he would apply that rookie discount to Kamara, so that would mean Mack would be $8. Just had shoulder surgery a couple weeks ago, which was kind of unexpected. Only 3.8 yards per carry last year. I think he's got huge big play potential, but he may be one of those guys that's just so frustrating to keep.
Yeah.
Because he'll have a 60 yard run, you know, twice during the season. But other than that, is just kind of frustrating. I think there is some concern though in Indy that he is not going to be healthy or a guy who can get the ball 20 times a game. A lot of people, I think, were thinking CJ Anderson would sign with Indy. It didn't happen. So I think he's a question mark whether they'll he'll keep.
Well, I mean, just looking at some of the other running back, or there's only one more, two more running backs that he has. I would think one of the other ones would be better. And I'm looking at Deion Lewis as someone that if you're going to keep one of the last three, Marlon Mack, Deion Lewis, or Danny Woodhead, I would keep Deion Lewis. He's the one that when he's on the field, he has the most activity in the, you know, as far as yards and per catch and per touch. So that's why I think Marlon Mack is on the outs.
Yep. I agree. Right now I have him penciled out. Deion Lewis, $7 to keep. Everybody thought Henry, this was going to be a shot in tennis. Deion Lewis for $5 or $6 million a year. So that, I mean, invest that much in a guy that they kind of have as a backup running back. They obviously for him.
Yeah.
I think he's a better once he has the ball in his hands than Deion. I think he has potential to be a serviceable, startable flex player this year.
Yes. I mean, and that's how he's evaluating his team. If he's going to keep any one of those running backs other than the surefire ones, I think Deion Lewis for the $7 would be the most favorable one. He's going to be on the field and he's going to be active. So I like him.
Okay. All right. Danny Woodhead, $15. He's a drop.
Yep. Move on.
All right. So right now for what I have tentatively for the running to recap what we had, I think we have him safely keeping McCaffrey, Kamara, and
yeah.
Okay. All right. First one we'll talk about. This is a tough one. Golden Tate, $23. He was one of only 13,000 yard receivers last year. He's been running 1,000 yards the past, every year I've been in Detroit. He's got that rapport with Stafford, so. He's just kind of right on that line. I don't know. Would you pay $23 to keep Golden Tate?
If you're nervous about what's going to be available, I mean, rookie wide receivers, you're not really looking at draft, and it's so hard to – it's a crapshoot with them. I mean, unless you can spot on other teams to where you know there's going to be some availability, people are going to drop them. I mean, he may keep them just to be safe because if he's aggressive with his running backs dropping them, and I don't think he wasn't very aggressive last year as far as his drops. So I think he's going to tend to keep him. I would be hesitant to keep Golden Tate, but if I did, I'd feel good about it.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would keep him too. Mm-hmm. Moving on, Jamison Crowder, $11. He is, the last 3 years, he's averaged right around 70 catches. But, 700 yards. I'm not spending $11 on somebody like that, especially with the question marks with the new quarterback coming in. Who knows if he'll go to Crowder, but you can definitely drop him, I think, and get him cheaper.
Yes, yeah, I totally agree.
Larry Fitzgerald, $20. To me, he's a definite keep. You always feel like, kind of like a Frank Gore, everybody poo-poos him because he's getting up there in age, and he just seems to prove everybody wrong year in and year out. But him even more so than Frank Gore. I think last year he was like the number 4 or 5 receiver overall. So I think he's a very safe play. He was my number 13 ranked receiver going into this year. So I would keep Larry Fitzgerald. He was number 5 points per game last year.
Yeah, and he has a quarterback that, you know, when healthy, Larry's gonna be the guy.
Right, and the other thing too is you know, if this is his last year, I think he needs like 75 catches or something like that to pass Tony Gonzalez as number 2 all time in the receptions category. So they're definitely going to get him that, and hopefully send him out in a good year.
New head coach wants to send him off right.
Yep. All right, Sterling Shepard, $9. You know, with Odell Beckham coming back, that's a definite drop for me.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Nothing. Nothing to talk about. Yeah.
Danny Amendola, $12. Definite drop.
Yeah, he's on a new team, and it's not going to be a good thing for him. I don't even who's the quarterback there still? Is he still Tannehill?
Still Tannehill.
Yeah. I mean, he had a hard enough time getting it to Devontae Parker, who is a freak athlete. So
yeah, but you know, I wonder if Danny Amendola is the new Jarvis Landry there, which there may be some value. I'm just not betting $12 that he will be.
Yeah, no, drop him.
All right, so the next one, this is a really interesting one. This is Sammy Watkins, who would be $15 to keep. A lot of question marks there. You know, Sammy, you know, went to the Rams last year to get a fresh start, and it just didn't pan out. But he goes to the Chiefs, and, you know, they already have Tyreek Hill, but you don't know new quarterback. You don't know who the number one guy there is going to be. I don't know. This is almost a gut feeling. As talented as Sammy Watkins can be, and we've seen it in spurts, I just don't see him. I think he's closer to what we saw in LA than you know, the spurts that we saw in Buffalo. I just don't see it with him. I think I would try to trade him or just drop him.
Yeah, I would say trading him would be the instinct, because his price point isn't really that bad. But I feel my gut tells me that Nick's going to keep him on a new team, yeah, or to where he's going to be possibly a feature. And, you know, he's I don't know why he takes the top off of defense. That's his moniker. and Patrick Mahomes only throws deep balls, apparently. So
apparently
no other team is going to figure this out. They're not going to put anybody deep. They're just going to say, well, these guys are taking our tops off, and we can't stop them. So I think he's going to keep him, and the price isn't that bad after seeing what he would keep if we were in charge. That's not a bad choice to keep him. Take a chance.
I don't think that's a ridiculous keep there, especially for $15. Especially in year four, people are going to take chances on big play or boom or bust guys. So
right,
wouldn't be shocked if he keeps him as well.
Right.
All right, Jeremy Maclin, currently without a team, he'd be $10, definite drop.
Right, and too expensive.
What's that?
I said he's too expensive when he's not playing football.
Yeah, not worth the risk.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, to recap, we're looking at maybe Golden Tate, Larry Fitzgerald, and Sammy Watkins there as keepers then.
Yep.
Okay. All right, lastly, we got tight end, and there's only two. It's Jimmy Graham and Jack Doyle. Jimmy Graham, $12. He's another one I could see him go either way. On him, you know, Jimmy Graham just signed with the Packers in the offseason. He's going to get touchdowns. I don't know about receptions or yards.
I'm willing to bet he's keeping him at $12, being on a pass happy team with a good quarterback. I don't see why he would drop him. Even I, if he was on my team, I would. Of course, I haven't had a tight end in years. I think I would want to keep him too.
Okay. So that would, you're not keeping both him and Jack Doyle. So Jack Doyle, $10.
Correct.
I was really high on him. I like Jack Doyle a lot, but you know, they did sign Eric Ebron. Obviously that means they're not crazy about Jack Doyle. So, you know, he's got to be a drop then.
Yep. That's correct. Did you tally it up?
I tallied it up. So right now, you know, based off our assessment, you know, I'm keeping Matt Stafford, for running backs, keeping Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara, as well as Deion Lewis.
Yeah.
And then receiver Golden Tate, Larry Fitzgerald, and Sammy Watkins, as well as Jimmy Graham at tight end.
You got a full roster. Is, starting roster.
Yeah, he's got a starting roster there for $124. So $76 going into the draft. And he would have, wait, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He would have 10 spots to fill for $76. You know, that I don't think that's bad. I think with you know, Kamara and McCaffrey and Fitz, you kind of like those studs there. I don't know that that's a – you feel great about that. You know, other than Kamara, I don't think you have any first-round talents, which – yeah, I don't. That's got to be tough. So, you know, he may be able to package some players and try and get a, you know, a number one receiver, a first round talent receiver, or something like that. But still not in horrible shape.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's the big thing is who's going to be in the market for a running back for Saquon Barkley. That's I really think that's got to be in everybody's mind. He's a rookie. They want to be able to bid on him and get him now. It just seems to be my default. He's going to be in the market for Saquon Barkley, and he'll be.
You know, I just don't. I don't think that this team is really suited to go hard after a running back. But
well, yeah, but you want what you want. It's fantasy, so. I think everybody wants Saquon Barkley in some way, shape, or form, and you know they either going to be in. Some people's rosters say, you know what, I just can't do it, so I'll be targeting other players. But I think if you have any desire, any cap space, you could always use another rookie running back that is probably it's supposed to be in the Hall of Fame, I guess. So he's worth it.
All right, man. Well, hey. I think that was pretty good. You ready to do this again?
Yeah. In about 3 months, I'll give you a call. Sorry.
All right. Sounds good, man. 3 minutes. Talk to you later.
Sorry, it's minutes, not months.
Either one.
All right. Yep. We'll see ya.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.